Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about the seven realities of experiencing God. I think we all want to experience God this side of heaven, and a little over 20 years ago, I did a Bible study called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby, and was kind of a game changer for me. And a couple years ago, I think I may have done a program on this, but as I sit here and go through time, I can't believe we're already in July. I just think, you know, people are like, man, we're already midway through the year, and yet I just want to experience God in a more personal and a closer level. And this Bible study that Henry Blackaby wrote called Experiencing God, which over 300,000 those have been sold. Probably he's got to be more than that by now. But he just had these seven realities that he came to find after being in ministry for over 30 years. And they really, really spoke to me. And I think maybe they will speak to you today. So I know some of you like to take notes. So hopefully you've got something to write with now. But we're going to look at those seven realities of experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And the first one is, God is always at work around you. God is always at work around you. You know, sometimes the enemy wants us to think that, you know, God's not working just because we don't see him or we don't feel him. And yet, friends, I can say I totally concur with Henry Blackaby. And man, God is always at work around you. And sometimes one of the things we just have to do is be more conscious and aware of it. My brother just got back from a mission trip in a third world country, and he just shared with me that he said, you know, one of the main takeaways was is that over there, I mean, they truly had to depend on God for everything. You know, we hear a lot of us are blessed with 401k accounts that we're hoping, or Social Security, or, you know, maybe if you're blessed, a combination of both. And yet, you know, they're not even thinking about that kind of stuff. They're just trying to survive for today and not worrying about any of those things. And it's just, he said, you know, you just saw the faith and the joy of them just saying, God, you got to work. You got to show up today because we need you. And I talked about this last week, but I want to remind you, and I need to hear this, but I believe somebody else listening today needs to hear this. There is a difference in wants and in needs. A difference in wants and in needs. And maybe you need to run some of those things that you're just waiting on God, and maybe the reason they haven't showed up yet in your life is because they're actually just wants, not needs. And please don't misunderstand me. God loves to bless his kids. He loves for us to have fun, and he's a good, good father. He's a generous father. But at the same time, sometimes we can get a little too consumed with our wants. And I love, you know, talks about the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, not our weekly bread, not our monthly bread, not our lifetime bread. Just give us this day our daily bread. And it's one of those things we've talked about, having that heart and attitude of gratitude and being thankful, and just trying to be more aware of that and being more appreciative of all the many, many things that God's blessed me with clean water to drink, food to eat, a car to drive, a bed to lay my head down on, a pillow at night, my eyesight, my hearing, just, you know. There's so many things, friends, that we can be thankful for. But the first reality of God is simply to realize that God's always at work around you. And I would encourage you today, maybe ask God, just show me, Lord, where you're working around me. Help my spirit to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit to see where you're working today. The second reality of experiencing God, God pursues a continuing love relationship with you that is real and personal. That might be one of my favorite ones out of the seven. God pursues a continuing love relationship with you that is real and personal. I want to remind you, friends, as a follower of Jesus, being a Christian, it's not just a religion. It's so much more than that. It's a relationship. And for some of you, maybe you've kind of wandered off in that relationship. You surrendered your life to Jesus many years ago, but life just kind of got busy. You got sidetracked. And next thing you know, it's really just become a religion, something on Sunday mornings that you do. And man, I just want to remind you that God wants a relationship with you, a loving relationship that is real and it's personal. And so I want to encourage you today to re-engage in that and just say what John chapter 3, verse 30 reminds us, that Jesus, you must increase and I must decrease. A third reality of experiencing God is God invites you to become involved with him in his work. Oh, I love that one. Number three, the third reality of experiencing God, God invites you to become involved with him in his work. You know, friends, it's the good news and the bad news. Good news is God chooses us to be involved in his work. Bad news is we're always got to work with. Oh, I'm so thankful that he chose somebody like me to be able to serve him, to let others know how much he loves them. And that's the great thing. God invites us to be involved with him in his work that he's doing here on earth. And he wants to be a part of what you're doing today. He wants to help you. He wants to love you. And I'm so thankful that, friends, we always get a fresh 24 hours to become involved with him in his work. And once again today, number one, we talked about God's always at work around you. Ask God to help you see that. Number three, God invites you to become involved with him in his work. So ask him, God, show me where you're working today and let me join you in it. The fourth reality of experiencing God, God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, prayer, circumstances in our lives, and the church to reveal his, to reveal himself, his purposes, and his ways. I'll say that one more time. I know that's a mouthful there. The fourth reality of experiencing God by Henry Blackaby, he says that God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church to reveal himself, his purposes, and his ways. It's one of the things that, you know, I love doing Food for Thought Friday, because that's just one of my prayers throughout each week is, God, show me where you're working. Speak to me to help me know what you want me to say to your sons and daughters on Food for Thought Friday. And he does it, as I've shared with you, on Friday mornings almost every week, through the Bible, through conversations with others, through circumstances, through the Holy Spirit, through podcasts, radio programs that I listen to, books I read. Obviously, the Holy Spirit can speak to us and show us things that only God knows, but no. That God, if you're wanting an answer from God, those are some of the main ways he's going to speak to you. Through the Holy Spirit, just so you know that you know. Or as the old saying goes, when you know, you know. And so the Holy Spirit helps us do that. Speaks through the Bible, prayer. And I want to remind you again about prayer. Okay, prayer is just not a conversation. It's not a one-way conversation where you're just talking to God. Any part of any good conversation requires two parts. One, obviously talking, but the second part is listening, right? I want to say something I've said often over the past 5.5 years of being blessed and so fortunate to do Hope Is Here radio program ministry, that I want to remind you proportionally that God gave all of us two ears and one mouth. So maybe that means we should listen proportionally twice as much as we speak. Don't be elbowing the person next to you, okay? Man, I want to encourage you today. We all need to be good listeners. A fifth reality of experiencing God is that God's invitation for you to work with him always leads you to a crisis of belief that requires faith and action. Say that one more time. The fifth reality of experiencing God, God's invitation for you to work with him always leads you to a crisis of belief that requires faith and action. Oh, friends, as I reflect on my 50-plus years of life, Just celebrated another birthday on June 23rd. I'm so thankful for that. And so many people that reached out with Facebook posts, phone calls, text, cards, gifts. Just so, so blessed, so thankful. And yet, as I reflect on my life, man, I think about times where God just showed up. And he always shows up, but sometimes he just shows off. And the reason he shows off, I think, is a couple reasons. Number one, because he's God. He can do whatever he wants. And he wants to remind us that he is God. And the second thing, just encourage us in our faith. Sometimes we need to be encouraged that, God, are you on the throne? And he's like, yes, I am. But the times that I've grown the most in my life, don't know about you today, maybe see if you can relate to this, is when God leads me through a crisis of belief. And man, I really have to dig deep down into my faith and take action. As the old saying goes, take the bull by the horns and choose to stand on God's promises of faith, hope, and love, even though I'm not seeing God, I'm not feeling God. And just know that he's still working on my behalf and working on your behalf. So be encouraged by that today. The sixth reality of experiencing God is you must make major adjustments in your life to join God in what he is doing. Share that one more time. You must make major adjustments in your life to join God in what he is doing. You know, friends, that's the thing for some of you listening today, and I've been there before, okay? Sometimes there's area of our life that, you know, we're honest, we know that, hey, it's not God-honoring. God's like, hey, I want to speak to you, I want to bless you, but you've not surrendered or repented and walked away from that one area that, you know, that that's not good for you. And yet, maybe it's not even a blatant sin. It could be just a gray area, but we know that can always lead to, unfortunately, sin and devastation, and heartache and disappointments. But sometimes it could be as simply as just saying, you know what, I'm going to go to bed 30 minutes earlier so I can get up 30 minutes earlier and have a quiet time with God before the rest of my family gets up, before I go to work, before I even go to the gym. I tell you, I think that's the greatest challenge a lot of times for people that are physically fit, and it's so awesome in the area I'm trying to grow and improve in, but they take care of the physical temple, but they don't take as much care of their spiritual temple, that God-sized shape hole in all of us that he wants to feel. And so sometimes you just have to make major adjustments in your life to join God in what he's doing. And it could be something as simple as going to bed a little bit earlier and getting up a little bit earlier. So we've been looking at the seven realities of experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. I want to review the first six real quick. God is always at work around you. God pursues a continuing love relationship with you that is real and personal. Third reality is God invites you to become involved with him in his work. The fourth reality of experiencing God, God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, through prayer, through our life circumstances, and the church to reveal himself, his purposes, and his ways. Number five, God's invitation for you to work with him always leads you to a crisis of belief that requires faith and action. Number six, the sixth reality of experiencing God, you must make major adjustments in your life to join God in what he is doing. And last but not least, the seventh reality of experiencing God is you come to know God by experience as you obey him and he accomplishes his work through you. If you're looking for a good book to read or a good Bible study to do this summer, I encourage you to check out Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.